today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you've played in marching bands. What do you think is the sexiest brass instrument?
It's obviously the trombone. I mean, it's so much hotter than the tuba. It's March. It is now March.
It came in like a lion.
It did. Is that how it works? It comes in like the lion.
Goes out like a lamb.
Out like a lamb, yeah.
Because March, Jim, is the first day of spring. March 1.
March 1.
That's
yeah,
right.
So we've already hit that.
That's
we're
right.
Past
we're
that.
Past that. Happy spring.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited because this winter has not been the best.
No, do you need someone to shovel the snow off your driveway?
I figure it'll melt eventually,
yeah.
So
when
why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother? Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I have the boy for.
That's right.
That's exactly it. He broke his collarbone earlier in the winter in basketball season. And then, of course, like right after that, we had like two snowstorms that he was incapacitated for. And I'm like, isn't that why I have these children?
Right.
So they can do these chores. And then he did heal up. And he got cleared to play basketball, so that meant he was cleared to shovel snow. So when we had that last snowstorm,
he was
able to go
there.
Out there and take care of the driveway, the walkway, the sidewalk, all of it. Like a boss, he took care of it.
Every time I come over there, he's like laying around eating cereal.
Well, he does a lot of that. He eats a lot. You know what? Let me just tell you this real quick. 14 years old, some listeners out there might be able to relate to this. We got our annual Girl Scout cookie delivery the other day.
Sweet.
And the only Girl Scout cookies I really care about that much are Thin Mints.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
I love Thin Mints.
All right.
And I got two boxes of Thin Mints.
Team Thin Mint.
And I could, if I wanted to, sit and eat like a whole box of Thin Mints in like one sitting. That's they go down so easy. Don't
glass of bourbon.
But I didn't. I mean, seriously, that's a good way to spend an evening.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I used some restraint, and I ate like maybe three cookies, right?
Right.
And then I set the box on the counter, and like within 2 days, both boxes were gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
The boy just ate them all.
Right. And Katie was like, I didn't eat any of those.
No, she doesn't.
Right.
I believe it. She doesn't eat them. No, he ate all the Thin Mints, and now I won't have any for another year. Okay, so what are we talking about? Oh, yes, it's Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lennon.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And because it's now March, that means we look back at February and feature some of the songs and bands that we have been listening to in the past month.
That's right. We've been busy. There hasn't been a whole lot of time for new music listening. Have you had time this month? I've had some. I've squeezed
I've done
it
some
in
catch
here and
up
there.
Lately.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I collect,
I did a little prep here at the end of the week.
The nice thing about the streaming is that I just basically create a new playlist every month, and
right.
then I just kind of stash things over there when I discover and hear them.
Full disclosure, I cheated off your February 19th playlist
is that right?
today.
Yeah. Well, I have
so
some
I could get more ideas. You had
some
good
some
stuff
good
on
stuff.
There.
Yeah,
yeah, really
but
good.
We'll get to my picks tomorrow. We're going to do your picks today,
okay.
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
All right. So, Jim, I want to start off with, my favorite album of last year was Sons of Kemet.
Oh, yes. I remember that. And I liked that a lot.
Yep. And a key man on that record, why don't you open your,
oh,
your
yeah,
beer
yeah.
there? That's a Wicked Weed. You're going to want it for this
Wicked
next two.
Wicked Weed.
Asheville, Virginia. North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina.
There you go. Lieutenant Dank? Is that what that says?
That's exactly what it is. IPA. Lieutenant Dank IPA. Yeah.
I'm holding it up for the camera.
Now, I will relate this one quick story about beer and people we know. When we were on the road trip back on our old podcast, Jim, we were in Asheville, North Carolina, and we did some cool stuff. Like, we had an amazing person from the Asheville Citizen-Times show us around and talk to River Wireless. The whole time, Mike Snyder was at Wicked Weed Brewery, I think the entire time.
The
like
whole time.
A day and a half, yeah. And remember before we pulled out of town, we had to swing by there because he had left like $200 worth of beer and like a leather jacket.
Yes. He bought like a really expensive jacket.
Yeah, like a leather jacket that was so awesome with the logo on it.
Yes.
He's like, I just got to swing by and get some stuff. Oh, Mr. Snyder, here's your box. three guys got to carry it out to the Airstream trailer.
I have a feeling it wasn't the first time.
No.
It won't be the last for Mike Snyder.
Yeah, it was great.
But we are going to do at some point, he doesn't know this yet, but we are going to do at some point our banned beer week.
Oh, yes.
With Mike Snyder,
we have
right?
to do that. I think it's such a great
idea. There's a big trend now of bands that have their own labels of alcohol, beer, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do some kind of taste testing throughout a week, right?
And some people have been talking recently about the Lucky Charms beer.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
I was a little, perturbed. Our intern pointed that out. Intern Sam.
Although that does fit. If you wanted to do...
He's like, I really know you guys now.
If you wanted to do the replacement song, Beer for Breakfast, right, then there you go.
Very good.
There's your selection.
Very good. All right. So back to new music. If you remember Sons of Kemet,
yes.
we talked about tuba on that record and propulsive tuba. And the tuba player on that album was Theon Cross. Theon Cross put out a new record in February. It's called Fya, F-Y-A-H. And I'd love for you to play track 5 on this, Jim, Candace of Moreau. And the really interesting thing about this, and tell me if I'm wrong, what I hear at the beginning of this is the tuba being sampled and stretched by a synthesizer.
Right. I did hear that effect you were talking
what
about.
What did you think that
was? And I think you're probably right. They manipulated the tuba sound some way, right? But it almost sounds percussive at the beginning,
which
right?
was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost sampled it into like a percussion type style thing, which was cool, and then blended it down into the tuba, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. So Theon Cross, the interesting thing, Jim, I think I probably didn't articulate last time I was talking about Sons of Kemet was a lot of the players in that band, said, hey, suddenly like white guys from the suburbs are listening to, our band and like what's happening with this movement. And they've basically been like, hey, man, we're doing the same stuff we've been doing for the past 6 or 7 years. We're just playing with different bands, being jazz musicians, all this stuff. And Theon Cross has done that the whole time. And so, he's always kind of led his own groups, and that's what you do in jazz. So here he is. He's playing tuba on this record. Moses Boyd is on the drums. On that track, Wayne Francis was playing the tenor, but Nuba Garcia also plays the tenor on a bunch of other tracks. On that track, Artie Zaitz playing the electric guitar. Never heard of that guy. Sounds like somebody from from the hood in Brooklyn. Tim Doyle. Percussion on that track, and apparently Nathaniel Cross, I'm not sure if that's Theon's son, plays on one track as well on the trombone.
Very good.
Yeah, which is cool. So there it is. The record's called Fya. It's awesome. It's propulsive. It's tuba and rock and roll, and it sounds a lot like Sons of Kemet,
which
does. I dig.
It does.
So,
it does. But it has a really good groove.
Yeah, it's awesome. I can listen to that stuff all day.
You can put that on, when you're just, hanging out at home and got stuff to do or whatever, and it'll keep you moving.
And on the cover of this album, Jim, I got to say, nobody in the history of the world's ever looked cooler carrying a tuba than Theon Cross does. I mean, he actually looks really hip walking down the street with a tuba. Not easy to do.
Very nice.
All right, cool.
All right, so before you get on to your next one here, I think this would be a moment to take a little break and mention our Patreon.
Oh, that's a good idea,
account.
Jim.
Let's just do that real quick.
Yeah.
And give a shout out to our first patron.
I know. This was really exciting. We were refreshing the page.
This is where fireworks go off, right?
That's right.
Yes. So
who wins the big award? They should get something.
We'll talk about that. We'll figure something out.
Okay.
Yeah. We should, slide him a little something extra.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I got an old lawn dart set I'm going to throw away.
So we launched a Patreon account.
We did.
And if you're not familiar with Patreon, patreon.com/suburbspod is where you can go to donate to the show and help us, because this show does take a lot of time and effort, and we would appreciate your support. You can just support the show this way. It's similar to the way you may pledge for your favorite, you know, public television or public radio thing.
Yeah, it's very similar.
It just, you know, helps us keep it moving along. So, so the person I want to mention who donated at the $15 a month tier, which is a really good tier. That's the guest star tier, which means he's going to get to be on, be a guest star on future episodes is the way that works.
Yes.
At that tier. You don't have to donate that much, but thank you very much to Barrett Reese from Pittsburgh for donating.
Unbelievable, right?
For being our first patron.
He's a great man. I've been in a bar with him and raised a glass and seen the best with him. So what more credentials do you need?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He came to one of the house parties all the way from Pittsburgh.
It was pretty awesome.
So he's been a good supporter of the show.
Wow, it's awesome, man.
In spirit and in friendship. Yeah. And now also on the Patreon. So that's a nice thing. So what?
And IRL, which is really cool too, man. He does it. So yeah, totally. It's great.
So what you can do here, I mentioned go to patreon.com/suburbspod, and I'm just going to quickly go through what these tiers are, because you get something for your support besides just, you know, continued enjoyment of this show.
Do they take cash?
They take it's electronic payments.
Oh, okay.
So it's your credit cards, your debit cards.
So I got to put some of my cash in the bank.
Maybe Bitcoin, not sure.
Okay.
Not sure.
Yeah.
But
well, that I'm into.
The lowest level is $2 a month. And for that, you get a Rock in the Suburbs sticker.
Sweet.
And you get a shout out on the show, like we just did for Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to move up. And these are rolling, so they build upon each
other. That's what I love.
Right.
So if you donate at a certain level, you get all the other
stuff,
too.
So in addition to the sticker at $5 a month, this is the one I think a lot of people are going to like. You get to be part of the private group that we are working on.
That's
that
right.
We will have.
Yeah.
And the private group is going to have access to bonus material. So you're going to have like videos, like we're shooting a video of this recording right now.
Video. Yeah.
So we'll have that up there. We're going to have some, we're going to post uncut interviews when we do those.
Yeah.
So you can get the full uncut experience, not just what we select for the show proper.
Coming soon.
There's going to be some other, you know, behind the scenes stuff and, in advance episodes. We'll put up episodes in advance in that group so you can get it before everybody else. So that's $5 a month. And then I mentioned Barrett's in the guest star tier. That's $15 a month. So once every 3 months, he will be on the show.
Yeah.
And we can do that for anybody. We just do it via phone or Skype or what have you. And you get to pick a topic and be on the show for $15 a month. And if you want us to go record shopping for you for $25 a month.
Please, folks.
You can get that.
Please.
Level. And every 3 months, we'll send you 5 records in the mail.
That sounds pretty good to me.
We'll shop for you however you want, whatever you like.
So if I like krautrock, will you send me 5 krautrock records?
We can do that,
okay.
Right? We can do that.
Sure, as far as you know.
Yeah. And then if you really want to get involved.
That was a bad example.
If you really want to get involved with the show, there's the Music Mogul tier.
Yeah.
That's at the $500 a month level.
Yeah.
And for that, we will fly anywhere in North America.
Mm-hmm.
We'll not necessarily fly, travel. Depends on where you are.
I was going to say, it'd be cool if we flew to Richmond.
Yeah, right. We will travel to anywhere. Maybe a flight may not be. And we will record a podcast house party from your home.
Right.
Or wherever, or a friend's home or wherever you want to have it. Wherever that will be, we'll
work
that
with you to make it special.
Yes.
So if anyone has a 50th birthday coming up, you want something special for them, this could be the present.
Yeah.
A once-in-a-lifetime present.
So check that out. It's at patreon.com/suburbspod. All right. We've spent enough on that for right now.
Well,
you think?
One quick question.
Yes.
The tier we were talking about with sending someone a bag of dog poop on fire, is that out?
That, yeah, we got
okay.
Our lawyers advised against that.
Just wanted to check.
Yes. Do you have another pick?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So the band is Kel Asouf. K-E-L-A-S-S-O-U-F. Kel Asouf.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not making it up. And the album's called Black Tenere. And the interesting thing about this band, Jim, again, you know, this is probably the most stereotypical Patrick show of all time. I'm going to play, you know, an African guitar record. But, you know, the Tuareg movement was a desert movement of bands that played guitars and combined, you know, sort of Ry Cooder kind of music with blues and African music and pop, and Fela Kuti is sprinkled in there too. And The interesting thing about it was that it was always pretty widely accepted in Europe. Now, this band, Kelesoof, so it's basically driven by a guy, you know, this is also the typical episode where I'm going to mispronounce everyone's name, but Anana Aghoren is someone who grew up on this music, the Tuareg Desert music, you know, all the bands that you can think of that are cool. And then he went to Europe and he currently lives in Brussels. So what he's done is he's kind of combined that African music that I like so much, that propulsive guitar driven music, with European influences. So there's a little bit of Can in this, you know, there's a little bit of French rock. It's filtered through kind of a different filter. It's not necessarily a straight up African kind of record. It kind of reminds me in some ways of Bagwana Star, which was a record that I really liked from a couple years ago that mixed in a whole bunch of different influences.
Oh, I forgot about that record.
Yeah. Huh. So let's listen to the title track. This is probably the most rock and roll tune on the record, and it's actually pretty hard rocking, folks. You know, there's some Nugent and like American rock and roll in this, but you know, let's play it and see what you think.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like this. It's not what I expected.
Okay.
But I'm starting to get it now. I'm starting to process it now. First of all, my first thought was that intro sounded very Jack White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hard rock and like distorted guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then when the vocals kicked in and sort of the different sort of flavor to it, it didn't sound, it did not sound like what I was initially thinking of, like African music. It was more like North African kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. And then it started to all make sense because those kinds of sounds that, a lot of that North African sort of music has been an influence on bands like, say, Led Zeppelin. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And incorporating that into sort of the blues and things like that, and it gives it that kind of, a little bit of that sort of mystic quality to it, right?
It totally
so
does.
So it all kind of makes sense. Yeah, it's starting to come into picture here what this is, but you're hearing it sort of like right from the source, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. And well said on first hearing their music. I love what they wrote on their Bandcamp page, Jim. They say the band is a reflection of how contemporary music works and enriches us. In an era where borders are being redrawn and walls are being erected, Kelesoof shows us other possibilities. So,
yeah,
well said.
Very good. Okay.
So that's it.
That's pretty cool. That is Black Tenere.
Yeah.
Tenere. Okay.
That is the name of the album.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to have to listen to that some more.
Yeah, and it's on Bandcamp. You can pick it up there. And
looks like it's on all the Spotify stuff.
Yep, and they have vinyl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Very cool. Good stuff. All right. Now we'll do a little closing business and then we'll close with a cover song. Do you have a cover song? You want me to provide one? Okay.
Yeah.
I have one. I have one picked especially for you.
Perfect.
It's not African though.
That's fine.
But it's Patrickan.
That's even better.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break here in the middle of this episode to promote the fact that we're doing a live podcast taping on Thursday, April 4th.
I'm really excited about this.
Why are you so excited, Patrick?
Well, it's going to be with Don Zientara, who is you know, kind of a key seminal figure in the music that I love so much growing up, which is DC Punk, Discord. We're talking about Minor Threat, Fugazi, Rites of Spring, Scream, all those bands. You know, Don probably knew Dave Grohl when he was just a skinny, long-haired drummer in the band Scream, so it'd be kind of interesting to ask him about that, among other things.
I think that's maybe part of the conversation will be about that. We're going to do this interview at Spaces in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, Thursday, April 4th, starting at 7 o'clock, and you do need tickets for this. It's going to cost $5 to get in, but you will definitely get your money's worth because we're going to have lively conversation. We're going to do some audience interaction. You're going to hear Don play some of his own music. It's really going to be a great time. So get the tickets by going to suburbspod.com, and you'll see a link there. Should be at the top right of that homepage, and you can just get the tickets right there and come on out and see us and hang with us, and it's going to be really fun.
Make a weekend of it. I'm actually looking here on the internet, Jim, and it says peak bloom time for the cherry blossoms is April 3rd.
The day before our show.
Perfect. You've never seen them. It's really cool.
So they still should be good by April 4th.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to rot overnight or whatever they do.
All right, do that. Go to suburbspod.com, get those tickets, come see us Thursday, April 4th. Now, back to this show.
Yes.
People can listen to the show.
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. And we're doing this every day for you people, and we do it because we love to do it.
Sometimes we love the doing community. It on video.
You can find it on all the big podcast platforms. That is all free. Anyone can listen for free.
Uh-huh.
Please pass it on to your friends, acquaintances, relatives, enemies.
Yeah, you know, cousins.
Yes. Doesn't matter.
You always had one cool cousin.
Passers-by. You know, let them know about the show. Also, tell us what you've been listening to lately. Last time we did this, when we did the January new music, we got some really good...
It's my favorite thing.
Recommendations from other listeners.
Yep. Let us know,
from
people.
Listeners, and then we crafted a whole show on that. So
we
that
need
was
it.
Great. So
we need it.
Let us know. The way you can do that is by calling 612-440-1984. Leave a message. We would love to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you'd rather, you can email rock@suburbspod.com.
Do that.
Or post something on our Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Also visit our website, suburbspod.com.
It's a great place to be.
All right. Here is the closing cover.
All right.
A new cover of an old song. It is by the band Deer Tick.
Nice.
So Deer Tick just came out with a compilation record.
I saw that somewhere.
Where it's called Mayonnaise.
I saw that on your February 19 playlist. That's where I saw it.
Yes. So it's alternate versions of tunes that appeared on 2017's Deer Tick Volume 1 and Deer Tick Volume 2.
Oh.
Remember those two records that came out?
So they're covering themselves?
So they cover themselves. Well, they do on the record, but it also has cover songs that the band played during their tour for that record. So
these are
newly recorded.
Love that.
Cover songs, but they were stuff that they were doing live.
Love that.
on the tour. So
that's
isn't that
really
nice?
Cool. Yeah, they've been playing it and they have it down, so why not record it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So here you go. So one of those is a song which you are very familiar, if not your favorite band of all time. I don't think it's your favorite, but it's got to be, I'd say, Patrick Top 5.
Is
all right?
All your favorite bands?
No, it's not that.
Oh, that'd
so,
be good.
This is Deer Tick performing Pale Blue Eyes.
Ah.
And it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys with my February picks tomorrow.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Mostly you just make me mad. Linger on. Your pale blue eyes. On.
That'll be our next
that's right.
Our next revenue stream, merchandising effort, right? Home, brand extension.
Home distilled alcohol.
Yes.
We'll mail it to you.
Yes.
I actually have to pick it up in Alabama.
No, yeah. It can't there can be no record of it. It can't be. We can't put it through the mail service. No.